Lift up your hands, everyone. What an honor to come into your presence and be called your own on a special day like this. Thank you, Master. Lift your hands high. Close your eyes. Whisper that name.
Like paraya ya hasadi, leke perite kezida la ya hasa, le parahazide kelemanagaya, le perete sike lina mayadayala. It is written in that day, this burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and this yoke from off your neck, and this yoke is destroyed. Because of the anointing, something is breaking, something is breaking, something is dissolving, something is dismantling, something. Like parata sitalaya. I declare the breaking of the yoke, the breaking of the agenda of hell. A new season is upon you. By the power of the resurrection, something changes. Not
and I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you with all of my heart. And I will worship you.
Something is beginning anew in somebody's life. Something dead is resurrecting right now. You believe us, shout the loudest. Amen. So shall it be. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Thank you, Master. Just really quickly, somebody came in here with a migraine condition that God healed already. Somebody has something on your head. More like a spirit of insanity, but something is moving in the head that is moving back to hell now. A migraine condition healed. That affliction in the head gone. A knee condition, the left knee is healed. Somebody is having pains and affliction on the breast, and the devil is putting fears of cancer in your heart. That affliction is returned back to hell. Somebody having problem with walking, God is healing you now. Is there someone who came in here with a crutch or a walking stick or something? God is healing someone with a walking problem. Now, if any of the cases I mentioned is yours and you are already healed, quickly rush forward for 5 minutes so that we can proceed. Quickly. You came in here afflicted with a migraine condition, something moving in your head, left knee condition, breast affliction, and you cannot feel it anymore. You rush forward here quickly. And maybe you are watching via the satellite or the internet, and God healed you. Just let us know. Everything that my Father in heaven has not planted in your body, today marks the end. Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi. Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi. Kosendi kalebi, chakawere o, etobi. Kosendi kalebi, chakawere o, etobi. Oluwa. Oluwa wa 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 wa. Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi. Oluwa etobi, etobi o, etobi. Oseni kale bisa kawele o, etobi. Oluwa, Oluwa, wa 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 wa. Oluwa, etobi, etobi o, etobi. Oluwa, wa, Oluwa, etobi, etobi o, etobi.
What's happening?
Yes. Amazing. Accurate words. She said for 6 months, she's had that migraine headache. She's on tears. She said she couldn't believe that the headache just left now.
Every deposit of hell on your body returns back to hell. Jesus' precious name.
Our own is for, she came with one-sided headache, migraine, now gone.
Lift your hands. Power of the Holy Ghost is free forever. In Jesus' precious name.
Objects moving around his head.
For how long?
For how long? 1 year and 6 months.
Lift your hands. That spirit of insanity returns back to hell. Every object moving on your in your body, in your life, in your system, back to hell. Now, in the name of Jesus.
The same object moving in the head of our sister for 6 months, all gone.
Lift your hands. Somebody lift your voice and say, in the name of Jesus. Say it louder, in the name of Jesus. Every stranger in my life, you are living now on your mask. Get set. Shout go.
So she came into service with pain in the side of the breast, gone, and then headache, also gone.
For how long has that pain been? Come from
this year. Lift your hands.
Father, a migraine too, both the breast affliction and migraine, all gone. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over every tormenting spirit in this body. And everyone here today with any deposit of hell in your system is returning back to hell. In the name of Jesus, at the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Power of the Holy Ghost. Return back no more. In the name of Jesus.
Movement in the head for four years gone. Movement in the head associated with headache gone.
Gone also.
Lift your hands.
Over.
Go. Start. 14 years ago, she had with a mad woman in a dream and woke up with the spirit of insanity.
Which she ate with a mad woman in the dream and woke up with the spirit of insanity.
Depression. Moving object in her head.
Oh.
But as the word and her teeth. But as the word went forth, now she saw snakes move.
Snakes out, move out of her body. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Stand on your feet in the shadow of victory. Say after me today. Say, every stranger in my body, you are living now. On your marks, get there, shall go. Go. completely. Return back no more and enter into nobody. In the name of Jesus, every stranger in your body, anything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, today is their terminal date. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat.
Sister Eunice has had this very sharp pain at the right breast for over 5 years. But as the word came, the pain took off.
Lift up your hands. In the name of Jesus, everything looking for your life is gone to hell. Leave and move. Go! Now, in the name of Jesus, go to hell and return back no more. In Jesus' name. Somebody's eye has just been healed. If the eye, one eye was not seen clear or not seen at all, check your eyesight now. It is clear. It is seen. It is... That's right. Oh. There's somebody with an eye and an ear at the same time. The same person. As I'm talking, the Lord is saying the eye is seen and the ear is hearing. If one eye is not seeing well or not seeing clear, eye and ear. Eye is seen, ear is hearing. The same person. In the name of Jesus, I take authority. One eye not seen clear or not seen at all, as well as the ear affected. Eye is seen, ear is hearing. If you are that one, rush out from wherever you are. And if it's not even done yet, but you have an eye problem and an ear together, you see the one. Yes, let's go on while they come. Yes, he is running forward. Are you the one? What of the ear? Eye and ear together. But you are not seeing with the right eye. Lift your hands. Jesus' name. Power of the Holy Ghost. Eye together and ear. Jesus' name. For how long you have not seen with that eye? For 3 years, eye blinded, completely healed on the spot. Are you just sitting and looking like that? Are you just sitting and looking like that? Do what I do. Somebody give Jesus a praise. All the Holy Ghost. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. It's a lot of praise God speaking out. Take it time. Somebody give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords the shout of praise.
Sir, this is Brother Samuel, this is his father. He said last year that he has a shop, that we had people working under him, that he started having moving objects in his head, and all of a sudden it led to insanity. Speaking incorrectly, became very violent in the house. Came in this morning, still speaking incorrectly, and once the word was mentioned, then when you released the word, he said, turned to his father and said, something just left me.
Something left his head.
So I asked him, I interviewed him.
He became insane last year.
Last year. Came in, started speaking incorrectly.
Oh my God.
move another thing.
Another spirit of insanity. Oh my God. He had a place, even had people walking under him. And then lost his mind.
Yes, because of this thing, I locked down his shop.
He closed down his shop because of this situation.
Yes,
and he came here this morning, something left his head.
Yes,
he was talking incoherently before he came in here. Something left his head and he's now normal. Open your mouth. How are you today? Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For setting me free. I am free. And my mind is normal. What did you say?
Fire
hour.
Fire coordinator.
All right.
Fire coordinator.
Can you sing a song and give God the thanks? Any song? What favorite song do you have? Say thank you, Lord.
Jesus is me.
Okay.
He is me.
Which one? Sing it.
Jesus is me.
He is here. He is here. Jesus is here.
Jesus is me. He is here. He is me.
Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
He is here. Sing it one more. Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Take your hand.
He is here. He is here.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Total freedom. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody stand up on your feet wherever you are and say after me, say, every evil arrow from the kingdom of darkness looking for me, you are returning back to hell. Say it with authority. Say in the name of Jesus, every evil arrow looking for me, you are returning to hell. Oh, you arrows of destruction, arrows of evil, you are returning back to hell. In the name of Jesus, on your mask, get set, back to hell. Back to hell, back to hell, back to hell. Help them. Something is happening. Arrows of evil, arrows of destruction, arrows of disaster. Back to hell, back to hell, back to hell, back to hell. In Jesus' name. What happened here?
Our sister came here with a left eye and left ear condition for 2 years gone. Also,
what happened to the left ear?
Pain.
You can't hear properly with the left ear. And the left eye also, the same side. You know, I said one eye, one ear. And the eye is clear. And the ear is clear. The left. Close this right eye. See me clearly. See clearly. Open the eye. Power is on her. Power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout power. Lift your voice after me and say in the name of Jesus. Everything not working in my life, you are working now. What happened to her?
Same condition also 2 years.
What condition?
Left eye and left ear condition. Pains.
You couldn't sleep because of the left ear. And now you are here. What are the eyes? You were meant to go to the hospital after this service. And now it is over. Ear is healed. Eye is healed. Incredible. What kind of, how was it?
It was paining me seriously. You know, allowed me to be free.
And how was the eye?
The eye is sometimes tapping me inside his side.
And now you are healed. Mother, woman, come. Come forward. Close this ear. This one is tight. Down here and say, Jesus,
thank you.
She's under power. Okay, go to sleep just small so that the whole thing can be finished. Go on anesthesia. Somebody shout power. Come and see the Lord is good.
Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord. Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is
everybody,
good.
Everybody, body, body, come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing, 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 nothing.
Come and see the Lord is good.
He gave me victory. He gave me peace of mind. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord. Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord.
Give the Lord a prayer. Take your seat. If we are to follow all these testimonies, we may not finish the service this morning. And we have a third service. All right. It is permanent in Jesus' precious name. Be free. Jesus. What happened to her? Yes, sir.
Breast swelled up that she cannot walk, she cannot hold it. Then she said she should go to my wife. She said she should go to General Hospital for cancer test. We don't have money, it was dropping. Now, when you were praying, she now fell down. She fell down. Yes. That what happened? She came out. I thought the place nothing. She touched nothing. It was stone, it was blocked. It was blocked
like stone.
Yes.
They went to the hospital, the right breast. Yes. They said she should come for cancer checkup.
Yes.
She came with pain, came with a stone like growth.
Yes.
Swollen. How big was it?
It was bigger than
it's okay, calm down. You are in front of people. We know you are the owner of the wife, but people are here. People are here. And the stone has disappeared. The pain has disappeared. The cancer is cancelled. Are you just sitting and looking at that? There is something they call cancel culture, which is a very bad thing. Now we cancel cancer. We cancel premature death. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of premature death around my family and my life, around anyone I know, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every arrow of disaster, return back to hell. On your mark, get set, shout go! It is done. Celebrate. I've got a feeling everything's gonna be. Dance your way back to your feet.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
I'm gonna feel it.
I'm gonna
That followed you here this morning will not return back with you. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat in the presence of the Lord, and let's see what can be done with the balance of the time. Matthew chapter 28, verse 1. In the beginning of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Give the Lord a praise. He is risen as he said. He is risen as he said. He is risen as he said. If you are excited that we have a risen Savior, stand with a shout of victory. He is risen as he said. He is risen as he said. He is risen. Give him the shout of victory and take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He is risen as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, in case you are in doubt. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. The Lord bless his word. In Jesus' precious name. Subject is, he arose. And this is part two. He arose. In the first service, we said that the cross is the central message of Christianity. And that the value of Christianity is in the reality of the cross. That a crossless Christianity is valueless Christianity. It's important to add in this service that the sacrifice of the cross is the distinguishing quality of Christianity. The sacrifice of the cross, as well as the resurrection of the Lord, is the distinguishing quality of Christianity. Listen. For most religions, the faithful die. In fact, it is part of their duty to die for their founder. I watched a T.L. Osborne documentary sometime about the Philippines when he went for crusade there. And you need to see how people, there's something they call flagellation. All manner of things that people do in order to merit salvation with their God. Small letter G. There are places where if you die, you are guaranteed whatever for your founder. Christianity is the only religion
that the founder died for the faithful. The only one. He died for the faithful, to save the faithful. Other people say, if you die for me, you will be saved. He said, I will die for you to save you. What a savior. What a message. What a life. If you die. The other one said, if you die for me, you can be sure of salvation. He said, I want to die for you so you can be sure of salvation. He will keep me from falling. He will guide till the end. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful friend. He will keep me from falling. He will guide till the end. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful friend. Will you lift up your right hand and thank Him for dying for you? Thank Him for dying for you. Thank Him for dying for you. What is the implication of the fact that Jesus arose? We looked at four implications in the first service. For the sake of time, we will not repeat that. I would like you to pick up the message and see what was said there. But we're going to go further. He arose means He kept His promise. He is a promise keeper. We serve a God who is a promise keeper. He fulfilled His word. He says what He means and means what He says. What he says what He means what He says. He says what He will do and does what He has said. Nitori no lesheje Oluwa. Nitori no lesheje Oluwa. Eleshe elewi, elewi eleshe o, nitori no lesheje Oluwa. That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called Jehovah. What you said you will do, that is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah. Talaba fi owe, talole ba odoba. Olorun to jolorun lo. Talaba fi owe, olorun to jolorun lo. Talaba fi owe. In Matthew chapter 28 verse 6, He said, let them know that He arose. He is risen like He said. The resurrection is a confirmation of the immutability of God's counsel. He arose like He said. In Matthew chapter 20 and in verse 18 to verse 19, He had spoken to them before. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn Him to death, and they shall deliver Him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify Him, and the third day He shall rise again. So He arose. Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Has He said He will rise up, and will He not rise up? Has He spoken, and shall He not make it good?
For the strength of Israel will not lie, because it's not a man that should lie nor repent. Psalm 89 and in verse 33 and in verse 34. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break nor alter. The thing that is gone out of my lips, once have I spoken in my holiness to David, that I will not lie unto him. I speak to somebody here today. Every promise of God in your life that appears to be delaying in this resurrection season, it shall be realized. I speak over our nation Nigeria. I speak over the church of Jesus in Nigeria. I speak over this church, local assembly, Dunamis. I prophesy today, every promise of God in your life, in our lives, in our land, that is delayed, is released in this season. Get ready to see the fulfillment of his promises to you and to your family and to your loved ones. If you believe, shout the loudest amen. He arose number two or number six. That's right. Means he disappointed the expectations of the enemy. Expectations. This is not just the plans now, but the expectations. You know what they said in Matthew chapter 27, verse 46, all the way to verse 48? Let us go and seal. 28. All right, go on ahead. Go on to the next verse. All right, I think there's a mix up somewhere. Is it 56? All right, look at Matthew 27, 62 to 66. Yes. Now the next day that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, sir, we remember that the deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command therefore that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, in case his disciples come by night and steal him away. And say to the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first. They are mad people. Pilate therefore said unto them, you have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as you can. Seal the tomb. So they went and made the sepulchre sure. They sealed it, sealing the stone and set a watch. Over that is, let's see how the man will rise. But when the seraphim descended, the angel descended from heaven, they were all in anesthesia. They fell asleep. And he rolled away the stone. Is somebody here at all? He rolled out the stone. And he resurrected. He came out of the grave. Before they were aware of what was going on, he came out of the grave. It's God speaking to somebody here. I don't know the expectations of the enemy regarding your life, regarding your family, regarding your community, regarding the church of Jesus, regarding this church, regarding our nation. But in this season of resurrection, I prophesy these negative expectations are frustrated. They are disappointed. If you believe it, shout the loudest amen. Check yourself. You know, we live in a world today where we have people who constantly and continuously watch out for negative news from others. Especially if you are doing well to some extent. Even if you are not, they just keep on watching. We said it. Anything that just goes like that has a limit. We said it. Who does he think he is? Who does she think she is? And there are some that are actually afraid. Oh Lord, please may their expectations not come to pass. Am I communicating?
Psalm 112:1. If you read it, he said that righteous man is not afraid of evil tidings. He said, the wicked will gnash with their teeth, but their expectations shall fail. I am anointed to announce to someone here, don't be afraid of their expectations. It will not come to pass. That amen is not a good one. Don't be afraid of what the enemy is thinking and expecting from your life. The negative things they are thinking and talking about. Maybe they say you're going to church is too much. Your this and that is too much. Maybe because you have decided not to dance to their music. Not to do things the way they want you to do it. So they have negative expectations of you. But I am here anointed to announce their expectations shall not come to pass. If negative expectation can kill people, people like Papa Adeboye will not be here again. Papa Adeboye would have gone since. Some of us won't be anywhere at all. Because there are those who look at you and they are bitter. They are just angry. They are as if they have some genes from demons. Some of them are more wicked than Satan the devil. Their ears are always open to hear what negative news can I hear from that quarter. They will wait until they die. They will not hear it. They will wait until they die. Hey! Hey, Father! They will wait until they die. Because God frustrates the tokens of liars. He makes the finance man. He disappoints the devices of the crafty. So their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Some trust in chariots. Others trust in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear the Lord? He is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the enemies rise up against me, they fail. Even if war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may behold the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he will hide me in the secret of his pavilion. I am an ashata la la la. And when he said to me, seek my face, my heart says unto him, thy face, O Lord, will I seek, because in gathering they shall gather, but not by me, says the Lord. As many as gather together against you shall fall for your sake. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and in their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. When they move from one nation to another, from one people to another kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets. Hey! Hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! I don't know where you are. I don't know where you are listening to this. But I am anointed to announce to you, it will not work. The plan of the bondwoman for Nigeria, it will not work. The agenda of terrorists and their sponsors for this nation will not work. The agenda of the wicked for your life and for your family, it will not work. Somebody shout, yes! Take your seat. We could go on and on in that line, but we are mindful of another service that is coming up. Mashakoko It will not work. Don't lose a sleep over what your father, your uncle said about you, over what your stepmother said about you, over what your wicked boss in the office said about you, over what the man who you say you are not going to marry said about you. Don't just lose a sleep. It won't work. It will not come to pass. It will not come to pass. It cannot come to pass. Let me rush off and round up. Thirdly, or number four, he arose means he is the specialist in impossibilities. Impossibilities. The Lord has purposed. Who can disannul? His hand is stretched out. Who can turn it back? Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 24 all the way. He has proposed. As I have thought, so it shall come to pass. And as I have proposed, so shall it stand. That I will break the Assyrian in my land. And upon my mountains tread him underfoot. In Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Ah, Lord God. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm. And there is nothing too hard for thee. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. For your information, the greatest display of the power of God from eternity past to eternity future, the greatest display so far, maybe apart from the Battle of Armageddon and the last war, the greatest display of power was displayed at the resurrection. Because apart from keeping a physical watch over the grave, demons kept watch over his soul in hell. When he went down there, that was why the Bible said, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show openly. There was a contest. While he was there, trying to meet the claims of justice, the principalities of all the nations. In fact, it looks to me like at that time, there was little evil on the earth. Because all the devils that should have caused evil reported in their headquarters in hell. It looks like there was little sin on the earth. Principalities of India and principalities of China and demonic powers of over Africa and principalities over America and over all the ancient nations of Greece and Rome and everywhere. All of them reported in hell with Lucifer, their father, so pretending over the body of the master, saying, let us see how this deceiver will rise up. And Lucifer instructed Death, make sure you hold him very tight. And Death said, trust me, since creation, have you ever seen anybody escape my grip? Just watch me. And then Death was there, and they were all there. And then day one passed, day two passed. And then when the day three arrived, and it was time to move, he began to shake his leg. And by the time he made the move, he said, lift up your head, so ye gates, and be thou lifted, you everlasting doors, and let the King of glory come in. And who is this King of glory? He is the Lord God mighty. In battle, lift up your head. Hey, and Lucifer scattered, and Death was on the run, and all the principalities were looking for where to hide, and he stood up triumphant, and he marched towards the gates of Death. It opened unto him for his own accord, for I am the one that was alive, and that is alive was dead, and I'm alive again, and I have the keys of hell and Death, and I can open, and no man can shut. I can shut, and no man can open. And he marched out gallantly. Hey! 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 Somebody.
Somebody give him a clap of hands, a shout, a clap, and a shout.
I ask you a question. If he can disarm, one translation says he disarmed principalities. You know, in those days, when kings defeat other kings, they strip them of their armor, strip them of their crown, strip them of their dignity, and march them through the streets of their own headquarters naked. So look at this person you call your king. I just finished him, and he's just marching naked, holding the trophy of his defeat, and this defeated fool has his head on the floor and he can't look up even to his own lieutenants and generals, because he's whipped and denuded. He's completely divested. Every vestment he has and every garment and armor, that was what he did to Lucifer. When he stripped him of power, he marched him through the corridors of hell. Pass through this place and let your demons know how powerless you are. It was advice. He made a public show. Pass. I don't want to use anybody as an example because nobody is Satan here. Just move, move, move. Keep going. Keep. You know how soldiers harass? Move. Keep going. Move or I move you. It was a public show. The question I want to ask you is, if you can defeat Lucifer and all his demons at once, how many devils are on your case? How many demons are from your village or from your family contending with your life or contending with your destiny that you think the devil is too powerful to be defeated and that your case is too impossible for God to solve? I am here to announce to you the God of all impossibilities is handling your case now. He's solving the case now. He's winning the battles now. I wish somebody can give the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am that I Am, the ageless and dieless and weariless and tireless and limitless God, a 60-second shout of victory. Go ahead, shout it, shout it, shout it, shout it. Hey, hey. Shout for victory. Shout for victory. Shout for victory. Shout for victory. Give the Lord a praise. I need to round up, because our time is up. Specialist in impossibility. The meaning of that to someone here is the God that you and I serve is ushering you right now into the world of all possibilities. By the power of the resurrection, it is a world of all possibilities. By the power of the resurrection, it is a world of all possibilities. Before this month is over, something that was absolutely impossible in your life is going to be made practically possible. In our land, in our nation, in our families. Practically possible. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He is the God. Finally. He arose means he is the God who is in control. In control of all situations and circumstances of life. He is the God in control. The God of supreme and absolute authority in control. Hear this.
He does what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants.
He told them, don't think you are the one killing me. Pilate, calm down. Say, don't you think I have the power to set you free? Say, shut up. Keep quiet. Like one of my children used to say, tikawet. 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 Mechon. You can have no power over me except it be given to you. You don't know I can summon 12 legion of angels right now to fight on my behalf. I am here on assignment. When I'm through, you yourself will see. I can refuse to die, but I decided to die. I can wake up on the first day if I want, but the first day is not the schedule. I can rise up on the second day if I want, but that is not on the timetable. I do what I want, when I want it, how I want it. God is going to show you in this season that He is in control of your life. Somebody said, the devil is not in control. Stand on your feet and shout it. The devil is not in control. In Nigeria, the devil is not in control. In my family, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Remain standing, remain standing, remain standing, remain standing. God doesn't have a passive say in the issues of life. He has the final say. The Lord said to my Lord, Psalm 110, the Lord, capital letter, all capital, L-O-R-D. That Lord, that first one, is God the Father. Said to my Lord, the one that second one, the first letter is capital. The Father is talking to the Son. Sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Just calm down, relax. Like they say in the youth level, chill. And like some adults say, relax. And like some middle level people say, chillax. Calm down. Calm all the way down. God is in control. Don't overempower the devil. Don't overempower the witches. Don't overempower the wizards. Don't overempower the demons of your father's house. What I'm doing now, nobody in my lineage ever smelled, dreamt of it. They don't reach anywhere near here. One thing or the other. And we are just, this is our starting point. The devil notwithstanding. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? And I announce to someone here today, calm down. In this Resurrection Sunday service, Jehovah shall confirm to you that he has the final say. He shall confirm to you that the devil is not in control. He shall confirm to you that the devil is not in control. If you are saying amen, shout it, a believer. Remain standing. Listen to this. There are only two things. Have I given you any scripture yet? Who has the final say? Jehovah has the final say. That passage I quoted, lift up your head, so ye gates. Psalm 24, verse 7, all the way to verse 9. You can read it
and apply it. And you, everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall step in. And the King of Glory is that Lord that is strong and mighty in battle. For the sake of time, you can access the resurrection power by two keys I already mentioned in the first service. But key number one is the knowledge of God. Those who know Him know His power. The power of God travels in the knowledge of God. He said, grace and peace be multiplied through the knowledge. Through knowledge, grace multiplies. Power multiplies. When Moses got to know the I am that I am, he stepped into a realm of power he had never experienced before. Reveal yourself to me. Show me who you are. Oh, great I am. And then the number two key is debt to self. Except a corn of wheat fall to the earth and dies, it abides alone. But when it dies, it steps into resurrection. When the corn of wheat dies, John chapter 12, verse 24, the resurrection happens when the corn dies. You want to see the resurrected life die? Let the pride, the anger, the arrogance, let the agenda of the flesh die. Everything that makes you to take the glory of God must die. Because if He must be glorified, man must be minimized. Am I communicating? You minimize your humanity so He can magnify His divinity. Many of us are too full of ourselves. And when we get full of ourselves, we become empty of God. Because we are full of one thing or the other per time. You can't be full of yourself and be full of God at the same time. Just drop that arrogance and that pride and that anger and that bitterness and that competitive tendency and that thing to want to outshine and deshine and outdo another. Struggle for impression. Let it go. And just give expression. Don't let anybody engage you in a competition. Compete only with yourself. You are in a class by yourself with God. And He determines your promotion per time. And your promotion is determined by your faithfulness at every level. For he that is faithful in a little shall be faithful in the much. Lift up your hands everywhere. Lift up your hands everywhere. My song every day, Father, draw me nearer. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. My song every day, my song every day, Father, draw me nearer, oh Lord, draw me nearer, draw to thee. My song every day,
my song
every day, Father, draw me nearer. Oh Lord,
draw me
nearer. Lift your hands up and say after me, say, Father, engrace me to know you more. Draw me closer to you. Help me to live for you. Help me to know your will. Help me to do your will. Draw me closer to you in the name of Jesus. And say, Father, I release myself. I drop my pride. I drop my arrogance. I drop ostentation. Take your place in my life. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands. While we are in this mood of prayer, Everyone in need of surrender to Jesus today. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags. If we are talking of the power of resurrection and you are dead in your sins, you can't experience nothing except you make your ways right with God. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, and run to the front. Everybody remain standing still.
Lord, I give you my heart. One,
don't be the last to come, whether you're on the gallery or right in the main floor. Quickly come forward.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away,
every moment I'm away,
no way,
Lord.
Everybody, body say,
God,
I give you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I live for you alone. Everyone here today, please everybody remain standing. Everyone in the front here today making demands on Jesus Christ, salvation for your life. You want today to mark a new day for you and you want Jesus to set you free. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. I need your help. Come into my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken of your life. And grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' name. You remain where you are. Our counselors are going to talk with you shortly and then let you know what to do. Everybody lift up your two hands where you are. Dr. Mishanenche, come forward. Lift your two hands where you are, like you want to receive a release. Those on the gallery, stand up on your feet and just lift up your hands. If you are seated, be upstanding. Run, please come. Yes. Be upstanding. Now, run loose. It's PhD in strategic foresight. That is what he has the PhD in. Leave God loud. All right. Now, he was the host, or he is the host, of Acquire the Fire on TBM for many, many years. Thousands of youths impacted around the world. He has the Global Youth Day that youths gather from all around the world. Had one in the Philippines, I think like 2 years ago. I was meant to be there, but at the dying minute, there was flight situations and I couldn't fly. I was a guest minister there. And we are planning another one for the Glory Dome here sometime in 2022. Woo! Where youths from all over the world will come here, from America, from Asia, and so on. And he's been married for 36 years. And this year is the first year he's doing Easter celebration in 36 years outside his wife. and outside his country, probably. And so we consider that as a very great sacrifice. He came for our youth conference. Impact was very, very massive. And he'll be coming back again and again. I'd like you to release a word of blessing, 1 minute, on the people. Just, yeah. Lift your hands and receive.
I find it so interesting that it was Mary who went to the grave. And she didn't come back and say, he's risen. She came back and said, they stole his body. And then she said it. She saw the angels and she said, where have you taken his body? Then she saw Jesus himself and said, where did you take his body? And finally, when he said, Mary, she came alive. Rabboni. And I believe today, Jesus wants you to hear him say your name. So just close your eyes. We can be so close to the things of God and not realize he's resurrected. She'd heard it many times, and she didn't realize it even when she saw it with her own eyes until she heard her name. Father, right now, I speak your blessings on my brother and sister. Speak their name from your voice to their heart. Let them know you know they're alive. You know they're on this planet. You recognize their personhood. You care about their every need. Jesus' name, give us the revelation of the resurrection today, Lord, that we might live different, just like Mary did. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, so we are upstanding and just begin to lift up your voice. While we do that, let's take communion positions very, very fast. I don't know what we're going to do this morning because we have encroached into the third service time so much. Yet we need to take the communion. But while the service is going on, the communion service is on, lift up your voice and begin to speak to God. And say the following after me. I'll lead you in the prayer you are going to say. Say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I ask, Lord,
that you will keep your promise. In my life,
in my family,
you will keep your promise. You will keep your promise in my life. In my family. Say, Father,
Father,
I step in
to
the world of all possibilities. I step in to the world of all possibilities. I step in
to
the world of all possibilities
by the body
and the blood of Jesus. Say, Father,
Father,
you are the God.
You are the God.
Who disappoints
the expectations
of the evil ones? Say, Father,
in
my life,
disappoint
the expectations
of the evil ones
in the name of Jesus. Say,
Father,
you are the God
who is in control
of everything.
Take absolute control
of my life,
of my family,
of my destiny,
of my situation.
Thank you, Lord.
In
Jesus' precious name, so shall it be. Take your seat 1 minute so as to give time for the communion servants to finish distributing the communion. Stretch your two hands in front of you. And then we'll just take the offering while they are doing this. Father, multiply the harvest back to every giver. And let the hand stretched out never return back to beg. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I call it done. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. If you are watching online, there is the possibility of giving online as well. The Lord bless you. I'd like to let you know that this midweek service is going to be our communion of escape, oil of preservation service. And then Saturday, the home church will be holding most exclusively. And then coming Sunday, the 6 a.m. service, 8 a.m. service, and 10 a.m. service. 6 a.m., every member of the church workforce and the Dunamis Home Church Congress, ensure that you are there. We'll take a little time to pray for the service and to pray for the ahead of the week before the service starts. It's important that we are there. And then the third service is by 10 a.m. for everybody. And today we are having a special youth service with us in the third service as well. So if your youths are at home, just
beckon them to come. And if they are here, don't go home with them. Let them remain for this third service. And we believe that something shall explode. Something, we are about to have an explosive revolution among the youths. Something is about to happen. And I want you to get your youths ready, your sons and your daughters ready, because God is at work. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Don't forget the commitment, the kingdom praying assignment, the evangelism assignment, the seed sowing assignment, and also all the assignments of the home church. Please, this Blessing Sunday is a reminder that we have a continuous assignment. Some may have forgotten about monthly giving. Some may have forgotten about daily intercession for the church. Some may have forgotten about weekly soul winning. But please let this be reminded that these are things that the year's declaration is hanging on. These are the basis for which we expect God to bless us. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Lift up your offerings now. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. And let the hands lifted never beg to give. Never beg forever in Jesus' name. Give that offering celebratiously.
Aka Kaya, Aka Jehovah Neme Ma, Olu Ebu Beya, Tende Ruwari Neba Ima, Tena Degi Atasa, Aka Kaya, Aka Jehovah Neme Ma, Aka Ya,
Aka Kaya. Aka Jehovah Neme Ma, Ale Bebeya,
Ile Duma Nebeya,
Isi
Ikendo,
Isi Ikendo,
Aka Kaya, Aka Jehovah Neme Ma.
Can we all be upstanding right now? I assume that everybody has a communion. Lift it up and receive the blessings declared on it. Maybe the counselors can see if they can move with these combats to clear the front for those coming in afresh and then ensure that. Alright, just 1 minute, let them be part of the blessing. Please take the, leave the communion or place your right hand on your head or any hand free and then receive this blessing. Go ahead.
We declare the blessing of God upon you today in the name of Jesus. With this communion lifted, we ask for the impartation of the very life of Jesus, the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, and he arose today symbolically, and his body was broken. As you partake of it, every benefit of the resurrection be made available to you in the name of Jesus. We declare you are blessed.
In the name that is above every name, I prophesy right now declaring that Jesus Christ will cause the month of April to open up for you.
Amen.
I declare your life preserved, your destiny preserved.
Amen.
The purpose of God for your life is preserved.
Amen.
I announce, I prophesy today, every promise of God for your life that is delayed, I declare the release of those promises now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the power of the resurrection, every device of Satan, every agenda of hell, prepared for you in the month of April and going forward by the blood and body of Jesus, I declare it is frustrated in the name of Jesus. By the reasons of the blood of Jesus, I declare you step into your world of all possibilities.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jehovah, take absolute control.
Yes.
Of everything about your life.
Amen.
And I declare in this resurrection season,
yes,
you will have testimonies and miracles.
Amen.
To appreciate God for.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.